Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis, and we've opened the phone lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's toll-free across the U.S. and in Canada, 1-800-677-9377. This is your invitation to call or keep listening to learn how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. Have a Bible question, including questions about the book of Revelation, or if you have a personal issue you'd like to talk about, well, call right now. 1-800-677-9377. The lines are pretty much wide open. If you call now, you will get through. 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. This is day 9 of our focus on the book of Revelation, and here to keep it going is my friend Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We had a wonderful post about our Revelation Daily today. Rick wrote this: "Thanks, guys. God's timing is always correct. People need this reassurance with what is going on in the world today. Thanks for delivering these messages on Revelation." And really, this book is all about assurance of salvation. God is revealing to us who Jesus Christ is. He's revealing that Jesus Christ has done the work to save us. And when we respond by faith, we are sealed, marked out, given the robes of righteousness, all indicating that we belong to God. And in spite of the fact that judgment upon the world is coming, he wants us to know that we're going to be saved from that, that we will not experience the wrath of God. We were condemned, set apart to receive the wrath of God as lost people, but that wrath was removed the minute we received Christ Jesus. And here in this chapter, how he reassures us is by telling us about the prayers that we offer up to God. Many of those we receive answers here and now. Some of the prayers that we offer up to God about the evil meanies that are in the world, when are you going to smite them and all of that kind of stuff, he's storing those, and he's going to answer very loudly in this coming judgment. Paul wrote about that in his letter to the Thessalonians. They were asking, how long before you judge the people who belong to this world and avenge our blood for what they have done to us? And to comfort those Thessalonians, he said, when the Lord Jesus appears from heaven, that's when it's all going to be made right. That's when justice is really going to be meted out in full. And he says this: he will come with his mighty angels in flaming fire, bringing judgments on those who do not know God and on those who refuse to obey the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in Revelation 8, our chapter today, we see those prayers ascending to God, and we see God's answers. God's answer: fire being thrown down upon the earth, thunder, lightning, and a terrible earthquake. What does that tell us? That God does hear the prayers of his people, and he does answer. That is so comforting. Even those prayers that we offer up against our enemies, God hears it, and he will answer. And I think that is just an incredible truth that really gets into our hearts and souls and brings comfort and reassurance in ways that we could never dream possible. So you read this, and even though there's trumpet blasts and judgments upon the earth, every aspect of the earth, and a third of all of these things are going to be destroyed, there's still this reassuring message just right there for the people of God.
Yeah, absolutely. That is good news, and this is Basic Gospel, where you hear good news every day. 1-800-677-9377. Calls beginning to come in and light up the board, but still a couple of the slots for you if you dial quickly. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Wilmington, North Carolina, and talk with Paul, listening to us on WMYT. Hi, Paul.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. I love the fact that you guys are going through Revelation. It is my favorite book. I've been actually leading home Bible studies on it for quite some time. We had started two or three, and we finally finished one. It actually took us a year to go completely through verse by verse. And, you know, that is the point, is Jesus Christ and the revelation of him, and then we can trust him no matter what kind of turmoil is going on. I think so many people miss the blessing of revelation, you know, the promised blessing in chapter 1, verse 3, where he said, blessed are those who hear, blessed are those who read, blessed are those who keep the words written in this prophecy, and that we can trust and look to the Lord Jesus Christ. My second point there was about chapter 1, verse 19. If you're familiar with Chuck Smith, Calvary Chapel, he recently went home to be with the Lord as he taught. There's a threefold division where he tells John to write the things which he has seen, the things which are, and what must take place after these things.
Correct.
Yes, and how it divides.
Do you think that's kind of the outline of the book of
Revelation? Kind of an outline. Yeah. Gives us an overview of Revelation, of the seven letters to the seven churches. It's a very, very interesting study that Mr. Smith did, that I found it to be very enlightening myself. And just mostly he echoed, as you did, that the whole book is about, you know, revealing Christ.
Yeah, it's interesting, Paul. I was listening to a radio broadcast on my way into work a couple of days ago, and it just so happened that it was about the book of Revelation. But the question that really set the table for the broadcast was this: will the church go through the tribulation? And the study that after that through the book of Revelation was all directed toward answering that question. Well, if you go into the book of Revelation with a preset menu, so to speak, we're going to go into this to figure out if we're going to go through the tribulation or not, you're going to miss Jesus, because clearly it's a book about Jesus. And I think wherever you land in the Word of God, you can open up to Amos, or you can open up to 1 Samuel, or you can open up to Matthew, or you can open up to Romans or the book of Revelation. But wherever you are in reading, if you will go into the Word of God with this premise in mind, or this purpose in mind, I am opening up the pages of this Bible to find out more about Jesus Christ. And if you will follow that with a prayer, Lord, I am trusting the Spirit to take the things of the Lord Jesus and make them known unto me as I read through these pages, you will get the message of the Bible from start to finish. It is the story of Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, one of my early pastor, one who really discipled me, he told me, no matter where I study in the Word, if I look through the lens of Christ, I'll find, you know, the you know, all my questions will be answered.
Well, those are wise words. Well, Paul, thanks for your call. Thanks for how you're making yourself available to God to teach truth to those who want it, who are hungry for it, and may he continue to bless you in those endeavors. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of Richard's booklet, Our Guaranteed Future. Sure appreciate your call, my friend.
Yes, indeed. And, Bob, for any of our listeners who'd like to make a gift to Basic Gospel, a gift of any amount, we'll send you that booklet, Our Guaranteed Future. If you can make a gift of $50 or more, we'll do something special. We'll add Richard's series, the 8-CD series called Revelation, It's No Mystery. And all you need to do to make the gift of your choice is visit basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. Again, that's basicgospel.net or 1-800-727-2828.
Well, thank you, Bob. Let's go to Queens and talk to Gil, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Gil.
Hi, Bob. God bless you. I hope you still remember me. This is a blind call.
I do remember you, Gil.
Oh, for that, I send you a big electronic hug. Praise
well,
the Lord.
Thank you. Well, I have a nice to hear from you today.
Thank you. Oh, I just wanted to give other people a chance to dance on questions, so I wanted to surprise you today. I want to quote a scripture before I ask my question. It's I know you're very familiar with 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Being that we're in the month of Reformation, you know, Martin Luther, the great writer, my question is, this. The Catholic Church says basically that when he basically did the Reformation and all that stuff, that he got rid of certain books out of the Bible, like the Apocrypha books, and he didn't believe in the book of Revelation, which you're teaching now, and the book of James. And they kind of call him a type of Antichrist. Not the Antichrist, but a type of Antichrist, because he got rid of what they believe was 72 books as opposed to 66 books, which the Protestants have.
Well, Gil, the Apocrypha, you know, those books are interesting. They tell the story of the people of Israel during that time between the two testaments. You gain a lot of insight, a lot of information. But clearly, when you put them side by side with other books of the Bible, you see that they're not authoritative, that they have a different feel to them. They lack something. And what they lack is the inspiration of God himself, the life that he has breathed into these words and the authority that comes from that very process. Martin Luther didn't reject those as scripture. He wasn't the first to say that. The early church fathers discounted the value of those books as far as being God-inspired and authoritative in our lives. And I think most people recognize that. His view on the book of James and the book of Revelation, he was spouting opinion. That was his opinion. Yet, in giving that opinion, he still used those books in his ministry. He still taught from those books. He still made comments about those books, and he still recognized their place in the canon. So he had opinions. He was an opinionated guy, and he wasn't afraid to share those opinions. Some of those opinions were just way off in left field. Others weren't even in the ballpark. But that's who he was, and so he just lived out who he was. I think the canon that we have, the 66 books of the Bible, the 39 in the Old, the 27 in the New, I think church fathers in every age and generation agree that these are the very words of God that can penetrate between spirit and soul, can judge the thoughts and actions of any person, and can bring us to salvation in Christ Jesus. That is the true measure. And those books of the Apocrypha, they didn't have that power to bring somebody unto salvation by faith in Jesus Christ.
Right. There's another point that they make. They say that we believe that we're saved by grace, but they also cite Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for it says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So they believe that it's of grace, but they also believe that it's of works. I'm just wondering how you might handle that, because they say that we're accusing them of the other part, we believe that it's by grace alone and by Jesus alone, but they mention verse 10 of Ephesians 2:10 also.
Well, we were set apart for good works, which the
right.
Father has prepared for us beforehand.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, those works are entered into by faith. So Paul put it this way: here's what matters. Here's the only thing that counts: faith expressing itself through love.
Right.
So as we abide in the resurrected Christ, we're going to see the works of love flowing out of us into the lives of others. You know, love in the New Testament is an action verb. Love is not a thing. If you look at 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, every word chosen, love is patient. We would describe patience as an adjective, describing love. But in the Greek, it is a present tense verb. It is an action word. And so as we abide in Christ, the action, the work of love is going to flow through us into the lives of others. That's what God has prepared for us beforehand. But there's the connection point between the resurrected life of Christ that abides in us and the work of love flowing out of us is faith. That's the connector.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does a little bit. I'm just going to have my friend put it on the internet for me in the future. But they also bring up Thessalonians, so I don't know if it's chapter 2, verse 14 or 15, that they talk about, you know, the hanging on to the traditions. How would you answer that about traditions, you know? Because they believe the traditions, the early church fathers, and then, you know, the other things that they hold to within the Catholic Church and the other books as well as being inspired.
Well, they're just using that to justify their oral tradition. So you would ask them, what's your standard of truth? They would say, well, we have the Bible, that's one, and then we have the church traditions, that's two. Well, what happens if those two contradict? Well, they're going to lean to the traditions of the church more so than the Word of God.
That's dangerous.
That's very dangerous. So the proper understanding is not oral traditions or a tradition of the church. That simply means the teachings of the apostles as it relates to this gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what he's referencing there.
I like the way you explained that. It makes more sense to me. Yes.
Well, Gil, it's great to hear from you again. We sure appreciate you.
Yeah.
And, I definitely send you guys an electronic sheep hug because Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them, they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Eternal life means eternal.
Well, we electronically receive it and send it right back.
Thank you. Hey, I appreciate that sheep sound.
That was Richard. He does that well.
That's right. Hey, thanks, Gil.
Thank you.
Thanks for
Have
your call.
Have a great day in the Lord.
Hey, you do as well.
Thank you. Time on the clock, open lines, 1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. We had a caller from Indianapolis with a question about Romans 7. And I want to talk about that because it really ties to this assurance issue. In Romans 7, we have that great passage where Paul is really explaining the conflict going on within him. The things that he wanted to do, he didn't do. The things that he didn't want to do, he did anyway. And, you know, he comes to this conclusion, you know, who's going to rescue me from this body of sin? And then the wonderful answer, this victorious answer, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, we all go through that conflict. The world offers up all sorts of promises to us, things. We know them as temptations. They look good. They are appealing. They look desirable. And we have sin living in this flesh of ours. And those temptations connect to that sin. And we start experiencing evil desires kind of coming to the surface. And they're strong and they're pulling as hard as they can to get us to give in. And it's during those times that Satan starts to accuse us. He pours out every accusation that comes to his mind into ours. And we start wondering, do we really belong? Do we really know the Lord? Can we truly say we're Christians? And that's why the book of Revelation, I think, is so important. Because in the middle of that struggle, we get all of these reassurances that Jesus Christ, the one who was, who is, who's yet to come, the beginning, the end, the Alpha, the Omega, the one who was dead, who is now alive, the one who has a sword coming out of his mouth and holds the keys to death and Hades, that guy has won. He's claimed the victory. And that guy has sealed us with his Spirit and has given us his very righteousness for this very purpose, to assure us that we are believers in Christ. That's the good news. So do we have a conflict waging deep within us? Yes, we do. What is that conflict? The conflict between the Spirit and the flesh. Before we knew Christ, that conflict didn't exist. We simply carried out the desires of the flesh. But now that we're in Christ, we have a whole new set of desires. We don't have to give in to the desires of the flesh. We can say no to sin and yes to Jesus. And the way we do it is simply by walking in the Spirit. If the Spirit of God is moving in your heart to be reconciled to somebody that you've offended or that you are estranged from, take a step of faith. And when you do, you won't be fulfilling the other desires to get even, seek revenge, or those sort of things. If you're struggling with lusts and those sort of things, you don't have to give in to those. That's not who you are. You can say yes to the desire of the Spirit that He's working inside of you. And as you walk in that desire, live out that, you're not going to be fulfilling the desire of the flesh. But in the meantime, be anchored in the truth of God's love. His love will never depart from you. His love will never fall away. His love will be actively working wherever you are, whatever is going on, and His love will never fail.
Amen.
That's a guarantee.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I hope that helps. And before we go to our next caller, I want to let our listeners know that we need their financial help. And the reason I'm doing so after this call from Indianapolis, we need to hear from our Indianapolis listeners. We've fallen behind on our station up there, so we need some help. So if you live in Indianapolis, could you help us today? Make a gift to Basic Gospel. You can do so by sending a check to our address. You can go online and make a contribution there, or you can call our customer service line and make a contribution through our customer service line.
Yeah.
So we need to hear from you. We need to hear from you today, if possible.
BasicGospel.net or 1-800-727-2828. Again, 800-727-2828.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's quickly go to Paul in Grand Rapids, listening to us on WFUR. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Good to talk to you guys again. I want to talk about the two witnesses in the Revelation.
Do you know who they are?
Yeah, there's, the candlestick is a symbolic of the Church of Christ. As in the temple, the candlesticks needed oil, so the Church of Christ needs oil. So this is just symbolic. Is that a good answer?
Well, there's certainly that. Now, we're going to get to that.
I thought you were coming that today.
We have been asked that question a couple of times. We're actually going to cover that, I think, on Wednesday of next week. So,
I'll call back then next week, Wednesday.
Okay. Hey, thanks for your call, Paul. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, and have a good weekend in the meantime.
Thanks for joining us on this journey through Revelation.
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, we are out of time for this edition. Thanks for joining us for Basic Gospel. And we close, of course, and I want to reiterate what Bob Christopher was saying. We remind you that your support is what keeps Basic Gospel coming. Your help is absolutely vital. And to thank you for supporting Basic Gospel with a gift of any amount, you're going to receive our booklet, Our Guaranteed Future. But something special for you, for your generous donation of $50 or more, you'll get not only the booklet, but you'll receive the 8-message CD series by Richard Piper called Revelation, It's No Mystery. It's a great offer, a great way to help keep Basic Gospel on the air and at the same time get real clarity on the book of Revelation. The booklet, Our Guaranteed Future for a gift of any amount, that booklet and the CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery, for a donation of $50 or more. To make the donation of your choice, call right now, 1-800-727-2828. That's 1-800-727-2828, or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, our website, basicgospel.net. While you're online at basicgospel.net, be sure to click subscribe in the upper menu to join the email list if you haven't done so already. You're going to receive the day-by-day preview, a synopsis of each day's look at the revelation that we've been studying through this month. So click subscribe at basicgospel.net and you'll be instantly added and ready for the next exciting study again on Monday. So until then, for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and all the ministry staff at Basic Gospel, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again, as I said, on Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.